What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope, as always, you are having an incredible day as you join us on today's episode. And if you have not yet, I just want to give you a quick reminder to make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this podcast as we give you insights, tips, conversations to ultimately live that life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. So hit that button. And without further ado, we're going to dive into this week's episode, the solo episode, which is all about a simple reminder to start. And as we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to start off by sharing with you a time in my life where I decided to start something. It wasn't something that I had a concrete idea of where it was going to go. It's not something I knew how it was going to turn out. And to kind of take you back into this moment, it was about 2016 actually. And in 2016, I found myself working at a company called Vans. It's the skateboard action sports company. And I had recently come back from a seminar a couple months before. And so I had all these fresh thoughts in my mind of life and what I wanted to do with my life. And really at this point, I was pretty certain that I wanted to do something in the action sports world. And so I found myself one day sitting at my desk and I had this massive realization that working at this company was not something I necessarily wanted to do. It was not the thing that was going to light me up. It's not the thing that was really going to be connected to my purpose and my, you know, core of really what lit me up in life. And so I started to kind of have some ideas of different things I wanted to do. I really knew that it centered around, I want to help people. I want to make a difference. I want to be able to really change someone's life. For me, that's always something, as you heard on last week's solo episode, that's just been a core theme of my life. And so I found myself at about, you know, 12 o'clock, my coworker and I, Gabriel, we were going to go to lunch. And so we took the stairs down to the first floor, threw our lunch in the microwave, warmed it up, and we sat down at the sort of dining table that they had at Vans, and we started to just talk. And I started to tell Gabriel about, you know, how I had this realization that what I really wanted to do with my life is I wanted to help people. I wanted to make a difference. And I knew that I had a set of skills that I could start to use immediately to help people. And so I began to share with Gabriel that, you know, I had this kind of vision of what I was going to do to start helping people and making a difference is I was going to start throwing seminars. I was going to find a way to put events together and bring a group of people together for an event and make a difference for that group that would join me, whether it was 10 people, whether it was 100 people. At the time, it was, I just wanted to be able to make some sort of an impact. And as I'm telling Gabriel this idea, you know, it began to sort of unfold that this was kind of a big process, right? To get people to, you know, pay money to come to an event, to spend 2-3 hours of their time. It's kind of an ordeal to do that. And so as we're talking through it, Gabriel brings up this incredible idea about, well, what if there's a way that as you're sharing some of these things, you can also do something on like YouTube, right? You can make YouTube videos sharing with people how to do this. And as we're talking, all of a sudden the idea of a podcast comes up. Right. And the idea of, well, you know, maybe you can share some of these ideas to help people on a more regular basis because I wasn't going to be doing seminars every week. And I could do that through YouTube. I could do that through podcasting. And so as we sat down and had this conversation, really a light bulb went off in my head. Right. And the light bulb was that if I wanted to help people, I had to stop waiting for something to come into my life to feel like I could help people. Because the reality was that I had something I could use in my life right now to help at least one person. And that's all I cared about. I just wanted to help 1, 2, 5 people. And if I could do that, I knew it would be meaningful in my life. And so what I began to do after this conversation with Gabriel, once we left lunch, is I made the decision that I was going to start immediately. And how I did that is I began to instantly buy recording equipment. I went, you know, did a couple Google searches, found a microphone that worked, and I ordered a microphone. And once I got the microphone, I started scheduling interviews, right? And the first interview I ever did was actually, it happened to be with the original owner of Van's son, right? Paul Van Dorn founded Vans. His son, Steve Van Dorn, was the first person that I actually recorded an episode with. And I really simply, I sent him an email and I said, hey, I have this idea to record this podcast. This is what it's going to be about. Is there any chance you'd be open to having a conversation, being one of the guests on the show? And, you know, he was more than happy to. He said, absolutely. I'd love to share my story, the story of Vans. And we ended up recording the podcast. And, you know, obviously fast forward almost five years later, we still have this show running because that day I decided to start, right? I started to start imperfectly. I decided to start messily. I decided to realize that I wasn't going to know everything as I started a podcast. I definitely 5 years later can say I definitely did not know everything, but I made a decision to start that has massively changed the trajectory of where my life's gone. And so as we have this conversation today, I really just want this to be a reminder for you to give yourself permission to start, right? Maybe you've had something in your life that you've been thinking about. Maybe you had something in your life that you've been planning on doing. And maybe it's something that just month after month after month continues to be an idea. Right? Maybe for the last few months, you've said, you know what, I'm going to start that podcast, or I'm going to start my job search for something that I really enjoy. Maybe you continue to say to yourself, I'm going to start that business, right? And sometimes what happens in life, and I've seen this in my life, maybe you've seen it in yours, is sometimes it can be easy to say, I'm going to start that, and then never actually start the thing. So sort of two things here. One, don't forget to give yourself a little grace, right? We all go through moments where we say we're going to start it and we never do it. And that's part of the human experience, right? But the second thing we want to say is if that's continued to happen, let's take a moment, let's plant a flag in the ground right now and say, you know what? I'm going to start that thing. I may not know how to do everything that's required to start it. I may not know exactly what's going to happen if I start it. I may not know if it's going to succeed, if it's going to fail. But if I never start, nothing ever happens, right? If I never start, failure is a guarantee. So use today as a simple reminder to start the thing that you've been saying you were going to start. Whatever it is, going to the gym, starting the business, starting the podcast, right? Whatever it is, starting dating again, let this be your reminder to start. And what I want to do is I want to share with you 3 specific things you can do to start now. And really what that is, 3 really simple things, is number 1, put a date in your calendar. All right. When I originally started this podcast, I sent an email to Steve Van Doren and said, hey, let's get a date on the books. Let's record this. And we put a date. And once we had a date where we were going to record something on the podcast, it was like, I couldn't just show up that day and say, oh, sorry, I'm kidding, this isn't happening, right? I couldn't flake on him. Like, I had made this commitment, I put it in my calendar, and so now I had to go do this thing. So one of the first ways that you can start is put a date in your calendar, right? If you have a calendar on your wall, or maybe you have one on your computer or your phone, find some date that's close, but also is going to give you enough time maybe to prepare if there's anything you need to do to prepare. And put the date on your calendar, right? That's the first thing you can do to start. The second thing you can do, and this one is really powerful, is tell a friend or someone that you look up to. So if you say, you know what, I'm going to start looking for a career that I really enjoy. I've been in this one. I don't love it. I'm going to start today finding a way to find another career that I enjoy. If that's the case, find someone you look up to, or a friend or a family member, maybe a significant other, and tell them, hey, today I am starting this process, right? And when you begin to tell someone else, it begins to create a sense of accountability, right? Another thing you could do here is you could post on social media, right? And say, hey, I am starting this thing today. I'm starting this process today. Declare it to the world, right? Once you do that, it creates a little bit more accountability, all right? And then finally, the third thing that you could do to start now is buy something that commits you to start, right? Sometimes what happens, perfect example, when I started the podcast, one of the things I did is I bought microphones, right? I bought a tripod so that I could put my iPhone on it, right? I bought things so that now I am financially invested in starting now, right? I'm not going to spend $200 on a mic, have it get to my house and go, okay, I'm just going to leave that $200 on the shelf. Like, now you are financially committed. So maybe it's something that you need to go on Amazon and buy. Maybe it's a resource, a course that you need to go buy to start a process. Right? Maybe it's a coach you need to pay to work with to start a process, right? But what's something you could financially buy today? Doesn't need to be major, could be major, but what's something you could commit your wallet to say, you know what, I'm going to start today and I'm going to commit to it because I'm going to go buy this thing that's going to commit me to starting this thing. All right. So those are three things that you can do to simply start now. And I want to just remind you one more time as we wrap up this episode for today that understand as you start, you are 99% ahead of everybody else in the world who has an idea to do this because most people don't start. Right? Most people let an idea sit in their head. They let it germinate. They let it kind of, you know, massage in there. And a lot of people never start on the things that they say they want to start on. Right? One of the biggest regrets, and we just talked about this with Rebecca on the last episode when we're talking about stress, is one of the biggest regrets is people regret the things they didn't do. They don't regret the things they did do. Right? So give yourself permission to start, right? Pat yourself on the back for starting because most people don't start. And then give yourself grace as you go through this process, right? Yes, it may be a little bit messy. Yes, it's not going to be perfect. Yes, you're not going to know everything, right? But if you knew everything, you would be too late, right? That's one of the things about when we start something that we know we need to start is we're not going to know everything, but that is part of the process, right? That's for anybody that's ever started anything. They've given themselves permission to start poorly, right? So what's the thing that you're going to start? I want you to give yourself 24, 48 hours to start the thing you know you've been needing to start, right? 48 hours. It could be making the decision in 48 hours. It could be telling a friend in 48 hours. It could be committing with your wallet in 48 hours. But give yourself 24 to 48 hours to start the thing that you know you need to start. All right, let this be your reminder. Other than that, my friend, I hope you have a beautiful, incredible, lovely rest of your day. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would just encourage you, send it to a friend who you know has maybe needed a start, who's maybe needed a little bit of encouragement to start something that you know they've been thinking about starting. Send this to them. Let it be a reminder that today is the day to start. All right, my friend, have a wonderful, beautiful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care.